This is a Hey Area short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Nadine Sebai and Chloe Hinkson wanted to know,
how dirty is Bart, like, actually?
KLW's Celine Ross went to find out.
To answer that question, let's take a trip through time. When Bart opened in the 70s, it had wool seats and carpet and not many riders. Decades later, with daily ridership 12 times higher, those carpets and seats were pretty gross. A clean-up woman is a woman who... A couple years ago, Bart reconsidered its choice of upholstery and got rid of the all-fabric interior. The new vinyl seats and hard floors are easier to clean, but a study found that BART is still the nation's second dirtiest major public transit system, losing out only to the New York City subway. To those of you who cringe during your commute, rest assured that somebody from BART has been listening. Could be this guy.
My name is Jeff Baker. I am the superintendent of system services here at BART.
That means he's in charge of cleaning. And he says,
each car takes about 2 hours to thorough clean.
That includes picking up trash,
as well as complete disinfecting of all high-touch surfaces,
like seats, windowsills, and handrails.
Trains are cleaned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But still, shit happens. So this June, BART launched a biohazard alert form on its website.
If you see something, say something.
So, yeah, they're trying. And with improved resources and a bigger budget this year, Baker says things are cleaning up.
We've gotten less complaints in the last several months, and our statistics about the cleanliness of BART is trending in the right direction.
So, BART's not pristine, or even close. But it's been worse.